بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشعرف بله الشيخ اول رومي وقت تبريز زمان هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اخصص ابن برلوم. The title ہے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. 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 غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے. سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے. ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے. لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے. کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے. تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے. اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ بھی. اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر. اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے. اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان. غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے. اور دست بکشا جانی بے دم لبا. دست بکشا جانی بے زمبی لبا. دست بکشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے, میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے. اختر خط تاؤ دور افتا دا کو, اختر خط تاؤ دور افتا دا کو, ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے, ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے. ہم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے. کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم, اما بعد, نتیجہ کلام فوا honorable illustrious dada sheikh arif billah حضرت عبدالعزیز شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. This kalam of Hazrat is not like how the poets of the past, how they sit and write with so much of takalluf. Rather, these ash'ar, they were like inspirations from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like how it comes in the Quran, وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أُولِيَائِهِمْ, that the more a person he progresses in evil, then and he goes closer and closer to shaitan, to evil, then shaitan starts inspiring him to do more wrong things. Similarly, when a person draws closer and closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gaining the close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then similarly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires such things in such a person's heart, which doesn't come in other people's mind also. As it says, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, that I want a support for which I can love. Like how when a person is born, he's still young, so he loves in the support of his parents. Thereafter, as he grows bigger, now the demand of the time is that now this person needs to grow also mentally. So now he needs the support of his teachers, of his elders, of his ustad. Thereafter, a time has to come where a person has to get spiritually mature, and where he has to realize that now the entire objective of my living is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my real support, the one that supported me before I was even born, before my parents even gave me any support, before even I was anything, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا, I was even anything that could be mentioned, then before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was my support. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with me from since then, so even now throughout my journey, I need always the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غَمْ تُمْهَارَ دِلْ هَمَارَ چَاهِيَ, that oh Allah, my heart wants that if it has to be attached to anything, then it must be attached only to you. Normally a person will experience غَم only for a certain thing which he has attached his heart to. And normally a person only attaches his heart, something comes in a person's heart when he allows it to come via four pathways. One is the eyes, second is the tongue, third is the ears, and the fourth is the mind. Whatever a person thinks of using these four faculties, those things eventually come in a person's heart. So when he will use these four pathways, thinking about Allah, the greatness of Allah, then eventually the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into a person's heart. Now when a person, his heart will be attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now if you see wrong taking place, or if he himself has to err, or he has to fall into haram, now his heart will pain. So this is what Hazrat is saying, غَمْ تُمْهَارَ دِلْ هَمَارَ چَاهِيَ, بَحْرِ اُلْفَتْ کَا كِنَارَ چَاهِيَ, It mustn't be on, it mustn't be only in the shallow. The minus, but it was Rahmatullah Ali used to make this dua that Allah make us like that fish that swim deep in the ocean of ma'rifat. So like that, oh Allah, give us not the surface love, but give us a very, very great love for you. Sir Hamara, Dar Tumhara Chahiye. That Allah, it must be said that if my head has to fall, if my heart has to fall or incline to any place, it has been only for you. Like how we have read the kalima, La ilaha illallah. So the Aliha Ya'la means that when any calamity, any problem befalls a person, so the first thing a person's heart, whichever direction a person's heart turns to at the first instant, then that is known as Aliha Ya'la. So if a person gets sick and or something happens, and if the first thought that comes to a person's mind is the doctor or the medicine, then this is a person's ilah. So Hazrat is saying that if anything has to happen to me, my heart, my head must be before your threshold. It mustn't be going towards anything else. Ramme bas unko pukara chahiye. That no matter what happens to me, in any problem, any difficulty, my heart, it must only be towards you. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye. And now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me, the controller, the nourisher, the cherisher, the one who's controlling the whole universe, Rabbul Alameen, the one who brought this whole universe into existence, the one who brings good conditions, the one who brings bad conditions, the one who's in control of all conditions, then why should I lean my heart towards anyone else? Lazzat-e faryad tufano mein hai. Yet if a person, if he wants to taste the real enjoyment of dua, of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is not when a person is normal, there is nothing carrying on in his heart, but rather when a person, he goes through difficulty, he goes through mujahada. Like how when a person goes in jamaat, then the elders say, that apne aap ko kaam mein itna thakao ki Allah Taala ko bhi raham aa jaye. That now when tire yourself so much, faida farak tafansab, tire yourself so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also feels pity and mercy on you. At that time when a person, he tires himself and he's completely exhausted, at that time when he makes dua, at that time a person for his mind to think of other things, distractions, the mind also needs energy. But when a person has exhausted all his energy in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now, when he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat says, لَزَّتِ فَرْيَادْ تُوفَانُ مِهِ. Now a person will experience the true enjoyment of dua, the true enjoyment of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَاسِلِ سَاحِلْ مُجَ تُوفَانُ مِهِ. That a person, he wants to find the real peace and contentment when it is only in the apparent storms of the world. Like how Allah ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. It's only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a believer's heart finds contentment. When it comes to zikr, one is the zikr which we make with the tongue, zikr lisani. And one is the zikr qalbi, a person thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third type of zikr is a zikr amali, where a person, all his kullu muti'in lillah fahuwa zakirun. That every person who's in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that person is a real zakir. The example the ulama give is that of a fish. As long as the fish is in the water, that fish will be at ease. But no matter that fish is taken out of water, now that fish is restless, that fish is uneasy. Similarly is the state of a believer. That the more he is in the obedience of Allah, the more his heart will find peace. Apni aho se darzna premir, apni bigri ko sawara chahiye. That now what do I want? Like how if a person, he gets dirty. If he's walking and he gets soiled with mud. So now the first thing, he won't delay, he won't tell himself that okay fine, I'll clean up myself, and later on, at a later phase, after 1 week, after 1 month, then I'll go and bath, I'll clean up myself. Rather when it comes to the physical self, we tell ourselves that I need to clean myself as soon as possible. So somebody has that thing, apni bigri ko sawara chahiye. That I want such that my condition, my spiritual condition, must be clean. Ulama say that if a person is involved in any sin, in any wrong, and he wishes to come out of that wrong, but because he's so addicted or so into that wrong, he cannot come out. And ulama say, just every day, just read 2 rakats of Tawbah namaz. And in a very, very short period of time, Allah Ta'ala will put the hatred of the sin within his heart, which will make it easy for him to thereafter come out. Allah Ta'ala give us all.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi kareem. Amma ba'd. The 9th chapter of the Kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, Mawlana Shaykh Al-Islam Rahmatullah Ali, taking special care to fulfill the rights of Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people of Iman, men should not mock at other men. For it may be that those who mock at are superior to them, the mockers. Nor should women mock at other women. For it may be that those who they mock at are superior to them, the mocking women. That ayat Allah says, O people of Iman, refrain from abundance of suspicion. For verily some suspicions are sin. Nor should some of you scandal about others. Backbite. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to abuse a Muslim is an evil sin, and to fight with a Muslim unnecessarily is close to kufr. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person observing faults of others says, by way of complaint, and adopting a holier than thou attitude considering himself free of faults, the people are corrupt, then this person will soon become the most corrupted. Because he has despised the believers. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu raised the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, a scandal monger will not enter Jannah, that is without being punished. The one who creates stories amongst people. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu raised the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, the one in the vilest of conditions will be a two-faced person. He says if one thing in favor of one person, and then another thing in regard to the same affair, to another person. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you know what is ghibat, backbiting? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Allah and His Rasul know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, to speak about a brother Muslim such things, which will displease him if he comes to know of it. Someone asked, what if what I say exists in the brother? In other words, it is the truth. Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, if what you say is in him, then it is ghibat. And if what you say is not in him, then it is buhtan, it is slander, double guna. Hazrat Sufyan ibn Asad Khadrami radiallahu anhu raised the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, indeed it is an act of the greatest abuse of trust. If you tell a Muslim brother something false, while he believes that you are telling him the truth. Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever taunts a brother Muslim with a sin, which the Muslim has committed, he will not die until the taunter commits the same sin. You mock somebody because he commits the sin, look down upon him, you won't leave this world until you don't commit the same sin. Therefore, to speak sarcastically of the sins of others, and to adopt a holier-than-thou attitude, will lead to such a person himself falling in the sin. However, to speak to a sinner by way of admonition and nasihat is not in the scope of the warning sounded in above hadith. Advice, encouragement to do good and admonition are acts of virtue. Hazrat Wasila radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not display pleasure at the plight, be it a worldly difficulty or a dini condition, of a brother Muslim. For it is quite possible that Allah bestows His mercy on him and involves you in the plight which has overtaken the brother. Allah can take him out of the problem and put you in the problem. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Ghanam and Asma bint Yazid radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the worst among the servants of Allah ta'ala are those who gossip and create rifts between friends. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not unnecessarily dispute with a brother Muslim, nor joke with him in such a way which displeases him. Do not promise him something which you cannot fulfill. However, a failure to fulfill a promise on account of a valid reason is excluded from the prohibition of the Habab Hadith. In this regard, Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to him, one who has the intention of fulfilling a promise but fails because of some real reason is not guilty of sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring this quality into our lives.